coming down from downtown Las Vegas.
Whoa, that's too. You got to go into the. You got to. It sounds weird.
Okay.
Just relax your shoulders.
Okay. Coming down from downtown Las Vegas.
That's beautiful. Feel where we're at. Go on.
Coming down from downtown Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, Pauly Shore. Good night, Random Rants.
Little Vietnamese, go on.
Good night, Random Rants. Here is Pauly Shore.
No. You got to louder, Vietnamese. Boom, boom, boom. Excited.
Okay. Coming down from.
You do the Vietnamese. Go. Pauly Shore. Oh. Pauly Shore, right there. Shore. Say it.
Pauly Shore.
Jesus Christ, dude, this fucking show is a goddamn disaster. Holy shit. Goddamn, were you guys not listening? Let it out. Hey, Mike, guess what? That was then and this is what?
This is now.
I like you. Gotta say what's up to the girls. Mike Tran, come here. Hurry. Get in between the bays. You like them, dude. Everybody, welcome to my first episode of motherfucking Random Rant, Las Vegas. Kind of like the pilot episode. We're just bungee jumping. We're diving in. I want to thank Las Vegas for all coming out. And wanting to be part of this program. Mike, go back over there. Part of this program. All right, cut the music. Welcome to my beautiful podcast, audio podcast, video podcast called Random Rants. My name is Pauly Shore. I'm the host. Little applause right there. Thank you very much. And this is where I just kind of spew off what the fuck's on my mind. James, motherfucker, speak to me in ghetto style on how people can hear and feel and see this podcast.
All right, peace, sizzle. These motherfuckers can find this podcast.
Now go into the gay thing.
Oh, they can find this podcast on Apple.
And then go into the Persian thing. They can find it everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. Man. Woo. So anyways, I want to thank all the people in Las Vegas that auditioned, that reached out to me to want to be part of this podcast that I started in LA, and now I've shifted over to Vegas. I'm going to try to make you guys proud, but I definitely want to thank all the people that auditioned, and I know Mike, you got a list of all the people that came in.
Yes, I do. I would like to thank people who auditioned, DJ Chad, DJ Q, DJ VTech, DJ Sila, DJ Soxy, Gina, Israel, Justin Brown, Jessica Evil, Sarah, and Dante.
Yeah, and I want to thank you guys all for giving me your time and wanting to be part of this, but these are the people that I've chosen, and this is the crew that I'm fucking riding or dying with right here. What's up with that? That's cool. All right, and I also want to introduce you to someone that hasn't been on camera, Talitha, who's actually subbing in for Koo. She's the rant girl. Talitha, you want to come out? Just so you know who she is. This is Talitha. I met her through Gina and Mark. Right? What's up? Right here. Boom, boom, boom. And she's the rant girl. Since it's called Random Rants, where me and the guests will rant on three different subjects. Rant one, right there. Rant two, and then rant three. Give it up for Talitha. Thank you so much. And I know sitting over here, it seems very, very, it seems like a bad high school dance. I don't know if you're cutting, Dave, cutting back and forth. You're getting the visual of this stuff. Have you guys ever seen pretty girls as pretty as these?
Never.
Mike?
Yeah, always.
Really? Where, when you're masturbating to them?
Sometimes.
No, have you ever seen pretty girls like these?
Yes, I have.
When?
Usually I go grocery shopping.
Okay. James?
Never, Paula.
You've never seen pretty girls like this.
They're amazing.
They are. You want to go say hi to them or kind of go nestle up there? Here, come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah. This is like the nerds going to see the hot babes. Talitha, you want to go sit with Bok Chow? I called him Bok Chow because Bok Choy.
Bok Choy.
Oh, which is like a, it's kind of like a vegetable, right? It's like a, is it like an Asian vegetable?
Yeah, it's a Chinese cabbage.
Chinese cabbage, and that was just a name. Are you okay with me calling you that?
Of course.
Okay, cool. Look how happy he is. All right, anyway, okay, go back, you guys, go back. That's enough, that's enough. Anyways, this is my first episode, and I want to bring up a very special guest. It's my first celebrity guest in Las Vegas. A lot of people are probably thinking it's going to be Wayne Newton, right? Maybe Carrot Top, you know, fucking Pauly D, David Copperfield. It's fucking Pauly Shore, right? So he's going to deliver like a fucking massive fucking name. It has to be. Drum roll, please, everybody. That's not a drum roll. That's called a rim shot. Whew. Man. All right. Anyways. But thank you for the thing. Drum roll, please. You just go, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my first celebrity guest on Random Rants. Here he is, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Greetings.
Greetings, Bill.
Jolly good.
Jolly good. This is good.
All right.
Cut the music, cut the music. All right, well, I know a lot of people at home are very excited. This is Bill. Bill was my sidekick on Random Rants in Los Angeles, and I actually flew him here because I thought it'd be appropriate for him to be the first guest, since so many people were so mad at me for not bringing Bill to Las Vegas. Bill, can you please tell the beautiful people out there in the world why, you know, because I asked you to come here with me. Tell them I'm going to go hang with the babes.
Okay. Yes. First, I want to thank everyone for all their support and their nice comments on YouTube. It's really warmed my heart, and it was great. And like I said, Pauly did ask me to go with him. But I have so many commitments in L.A. I have church things, recording projects. I just can't make the move right now.
Yeah, you just can't do it, right?
No, it's impossible.
Really?
Impossible. Yeah.
That's just a choice you're making.
Well, yeah. Yeah, my people die without me. They can't work.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm indispensable.
You are indispensable.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do with his? Because you can't leave us.
Well, I won't leave. I'll stop back from time to time.
Yes.
And I'll be watching everything to make sure nobody slips up. I'm going to be watching you guys.
And any advice you want to give the guys? Because two for the price of one right there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Double trouble. Yeah. So. Okay. First of all, just enjoy the podcast, man. It's people really recognize when you're putting your whole heart and soul into it. And they love that. And, you know.
And they recognize you now, too, right?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be famous.
Yeah.
You're going to be famous.
Yeah.
So, enjoy it.
This is good. And on that note, it's time for rant number one, dude! Here we go. All right. Here we go, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna take a topic that's on everybody's mind right now.
Oh, big time.
It's a topic that everyone is thinking about right now.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Cut the music. Cut the music. All right. Here's the deal.
Okay.
2020. That's where we're at right now. It's a different time. It's a different place. It's almost like a fucking, you know, a bomb went off into the world.
Exactly.
You know, we go out. We go to Starbucks. We have a mask. We have a plexiglass. She has a mask. You can't hear what the fuck is going on. How's the experience been for you dealing with all this stuff here?
It's been totally strange because you have to sanitize everything, wipe everything down, gallons of hand sanitizer all over the place.
Yeah.
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 Masks, the whole deal.
Yeah. And then also, I know you had the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, I had it.
Yeah. And then in do you think we can get it now because you had it? Or is it, no one knows, right? Or what's the deal on it? Because if you had it, you're definitely 6 feet from all of us, definitely a foot from him. I mean, he's got it, and he's got parents and shit. Like, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think I have the antibodies now, so everybody's safe, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna get it, right?
Yeah. And also, you cut your hair since last time.
Yeah, I cut it off, you know. You gave me the nickname Nappy, and it cut me deep, Paul. You cut me deep.
Right. That's crazy. And then girls, how's it been experiencing you with the whole corona thing? Like, what's shifting in your life and being quarantined? I know you have a boyfriend. You've been stuck inside with him. And how's that whole thing, you know?
Well, we haven't torn each other's heads off yet. Mm-hmm. So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm not working, so that sucks.
Yeah, and we're in Vegas, and it's like they've taken away the stages. So we have a stage here. Kira?
Same thing, just not working, you know, just trying to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Learn some new things.
Learn some new things. That's nice. Please don't change the channel. Bill will be back, I promise. He's not going for too long. I know we need him here. He's just going to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Because without Bill, there is no fucking random rants.
Oh, thank you, man.
Right there. And then kids. None of us have kids.
Right.
Let's give a round of applause for all the people that have to deal with kids and the homeschooling shit.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
Fucking crazy, right? The homeschooling shit.
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah. What a task.
You know? And then also the bars, it's weird because the bars aren't open, but yet the restaurants are open. So a lot of the restaurants are putting tables next to the bars, and you have to order a fucking knockwurst or some shit if you're gonna order a drink. There's all these fucking weird ass rules,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh yeah, food with beverages, yeah.
Yeah, Bill, you're killing me, dude. I'm working. Sorry, I brought you in here. I flew you on fucking Southwest, dude. You gotta be giving me more than this shit.
Okay.
This is your time to shine. I don't have any fucking thing to talk about. Go.
Okay, I'll go. All right. The new normal, all these things gotta change. We have people wearing 5 masks and 2 face shields, okay? Dousing themselves in hand sanitizer. It's really sad. Hazmat suits, the whole deal.
And then with girls, I know girls, if you're gonna have sex with a guy, you're always like, you know, where's your dick been? Right? Girls like, where's your dick been? Put a rubber on it. And now you're like, where's your hand been? You know what I mean? Because you ever shaken someone's hand and then right after you're like, oh, fuck. But now it's all, right? We're doing this thing.
Right.
And this is the new normal.
And the feet.
And yeah. I remember when we first started wearing masks, it was like, hey, fuck it. You know, we'll wear a mask. But now it's like, shit, this is like real. You know what I mean? And there's different levels of masks.
Right.
Bok Choi, can you tell us the different types of masks that you've seen?
Yeah, there's a surgical mask, as far as you can see, the blue ones. There's the heavy-duty ones that have many layers, 5 layers. I think they're called the N65s, whatevers.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen some people wear the gas masks, too, the ones that wear the paintballs. So it's pretty crazy. People go to that extent to be safe.
I like to wear a mask on my face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I'm ugly, so I figured... The timing was too good on that. Now that's not funny. Right? It's not funny. The timing's bad. So anyways, you guys just hang in there at home, across the world, hang in and just fucking, this is it. You know, hang in there until they find the vaccine, which they will the day after the election. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Bill. I don't have anything left.
Okay, I'll go for it.
It's the election rant. Go on.
Okay. As soon as the election's over, the next day, guess what? Guess what we just found? The cure. We have the vaccine right here.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't here yesterday, but it's here today.
Yeah. You know? And a lot of the reason why I moved out to Las Vegas was because of the coronavirus. Because, you know, being in Los Angeles, you know, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is like really put, you know what I mean? Tell us about the restrictions in L.A., because you live in L.A. I don't live in L.A.
Right, yeah, we're locked down tight. Yeah, there's restaurants are still only outdoor seating.
Mm.
Can't go inside. Well, you can order inside, but you have to eat
gyms.
Outside. Right, no gyms.
Which I know you work out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Gold's Gym. I'm a permanent member.
You got to give me another fucking thing besides the rim shot, something else. She's like, okay. So whatever you have next. Anyways, so that's basically it. I'm here in Las Vegas. I live here. I got a trampoline in the back. You got a slip and slide. I got a ping pong table coming. So my house is your house, Bill.
Great.
You can come. We got to do something funny at the end before we go into rant number 2. You know, like back in L.A. where it was funnier?
Right.
What do you think these people are thinking right now? They're like, how did we get roped in?
where is this going?
Where is this going?
Yeah.
Anyways... It's the new normal. You guys just fucking deal with it. Hopefully soon things will start opening up and we can get our lives back. But till then, this is where we're at.
Right.
You know, I'm a comic. They've taken away my stages. She's a dancer. She's a DJ. these guys do gay porno and taking away their stuff right there. And we'll deal with it. So this is where we're at right now. This is where we're going to be. And on that note, it's time for what?
Rant number two.
Two, dude. I think that rant went okay. What do you think?
I thought it was very good.
Ten. Come here. Come here. How do you think that rant went? That was my first one. Could be better, yeah. I think so too. Dude, you're doing good. I like this. Say Fox Toy I Am right to the camera.
Fox Toy I Am.
Dude. All right. Okay, cut the music. A lot of people have seen the David Koresh episode on Netflix where he somehow convinced a whole bunch of people to be stuck in the house with him. If you look around, I know a lot of people are going, fuck, dude, this is your version of what, Bill?
of David Koresh's compound.
Right. Yeah. But it's whose compound?
Holly's compound.
So what am I making you do?
Oh, everything.
Like?
Oh, like be in this podcast.
It's enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is my kitchen, Bill. It's a lot different than the kitchen at the Krusty Fourplex.
Oh, it's nicer.
What do you think?
Oh, this is wild.
Because you've been staying with me for a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Enjoying it.
So I gave you your own room. It's the Bill Suite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Girls, do you want to sneak into the Bill Suite once in a while?
Yeah. Ooh, maybe.
Ooh.
Whoa. Bill?
Ooh. Makes me so lucky.
That's good, right? No, so... Oh, my God. James.
Yes, Paulie.
What do you think of my household, bro?
Paulie, I would break in your house any day. That's how
Jesus
nice it is.
Jesus Christ. All right. Just sneak into Bill's room. Anyways.
Oh, please.
Yeah. What were we going to talk about, Bill? Because all this fucking ranting has got me confused about what our next rant is.
Oh, okay. I think I can assist there. Yeah. It's a common occurrence that happens when a guy gets interested in a girl, and he asks her out, and of course she says, I just want to be friends.
Because I have a what?
Because I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, say it again. Reiterate it, Bill. Reiterate it. Here, okay. Come over here. This is the main camera, and I'll come back over here, right here.
Okay, got it.
So what do they say? You know what? Come right here, Bill. This is good. People want to see.
Okay.
You know, it might be good if you actually sit up on here.
Oh, sure.
Because people like you. You're like a little monkey. Come here.
Oh, there we go.
Bill's a monkey. What do you think? How does that look? Is he good?
Yeah.
Look good?
Okay, go on, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, you ask them out, and then they say, I have a boyfriend.
Okay, so you meet a girl, and you kind of show some interest.
Right.
And they say what?
I have a boyfriend. I like you, but I have a boyfriend.
Right. And what do most guys usually do when that happens?
They get depressed. Their heart sinks.
Hey, I know Kira doesn't have a boyfriend. I know Talitha has a boyfriend. So when you meet a guy, and he seems interested in you, and he says... You have a boyfriend. Tell me that experience for him and you.
Well, I feel really bad for the guy because, like, I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I can't, you know, lead him on. And then he gets all awkward around me, and it's just awkward all around.
Because you just say you want to be friends, right?
Of course. Well, I think that they're cool.
But do you think that he'd be able to handle just being friends with you?
Oh, you never know.
You never. That's
you take
true.
That
you
risk.
You never know. You never know. See, for me, what I like to do is it okay if Bill just stays up there like a little doggy? He's our friend, right? So what I like to do is I use a little reverse psychology on it.
Okay.
And a little reality, because the reality is, it's like if someone says, you know, you're not going to Hawaii. Then guess what, Bill? You're not what?
Going to Hawaii.
You're not going to Hawaii, and that's a what?
That's a psych out kind of thing.
No, it's a reality.
Oh, that's the real thing. Right.
Yeah, you're really not going to Hawaii.
Right.
So do you want some juice since you're up there like a little baby or no?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm
Are
good.
You sure? Everything I ask, because this is my home and I offer you stuff, you always what?
I should accept it, I know.
No, but you don't.
I don't.
Last night we were drinking and you didn't what?
I didn't have a drink.
Because you're a church-going guy, is that why?
Right, right. I drink water.
So you're really like a church guy?
I believe in...
Or you're one of the fake church guys?
No, I believe in God and religion and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just not a... I don't drink. So
yeah.
If I was atheist, I wouldn't drink. Same thing, yeah.
So anyways, we'll get to the atheist stuff in a little, but...
Right.
What I like to experience when a girl says she has a boyfriend, instead of getting mad about it, I'm like, yes, she has a boyfriend. And she says, I just want to be friends. I'm like, yes, let's just be friends. So then you go, you're friends with the girl and you go out with the girl and other girls see you with the girl. And what do other girls think when they see you with a girl as opposed to going out with a bunch of buddies?
Oh, they think, oh, maybe this guy has something going on. That's why she's with him. He's so attractive. Mm-hmm. So they get interested. Social proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Talitha and Kira, actually ask Kira. Kira, is that the truth or what?
Yes, 100%.
It is, right?
And then the guy that's usually the friend thinks that just hanging around and being the friend and then being there for a shoulder to cry on when you break up, that's his move too.
Yeah. So, yeah, so basically, guys out there, if you're hanging out with a hot girl that's just friends with, be cool with it, because guess what? Other girls are going to see you with that pretty girl and other girls are going to be like, fuck, that guy's awesome. I want to hang out with him.
Right.
And it's always good. So if a girl says to you next time, I just want to be your friend, don't get bummed. Go what, you guys? And go be friends with her. And then guess what's going to wind up probably happening, Bill? Eventually you're going to what?
Meet other girls.
No! Think. You're going to eventually what?
Go out with her.
Yes, and do what with her, Bill?
Maybe have some lovey time.
Keep going.
Right? And do the nasty.
There you go. Yeah. And on that note, it's time for rant number 3, dudes. Cut the music. Yo, Bill, what's up?
Hey.
Another big situation is, since we're on the subject of relationships, you always hear that saying, love me for me.
Right.
Once again, love me for me. Someone, a guy, a girl, that actually loves you for actually who you are as opposed to what, Bill?
Your money, your fame, your popularity.
Yeah.
Your social network.
Yeah, that's why it's maybe even better to find a girl. Here, step over there, okay. Sir. Certainly. To find a girl that you meet and you start dating in high school and you both have what?
When you have nothing.
You have nothing.
Yeah.
You have nothing. Not a pot to what?
To pee in.
Not a pot. Get in and say that. Not okay. To fuck pot and piss in. Go straight up.
Okay.
Say no, go straight up. Here, I'll hold you.
Okay, go.
Not
it.
A pot to what?
Not a pot to piss in.
Yeah, there you go. Not a pot to piss in.
As the
okay, you
show.
Might have to stay up there for a while. Just lean into it.
Okay.
People like you there. All right, little baby Larry David. Okay, come down. Come down. So I was out with a girlfriend the other night, and we were at a restaurant, and a lot of girls that were the servers there were being really nice to me.
Okay.
And they were being extra nice to me. And then after the girls, the servers went, I said to the girl that I was with, who's a friend of... After that, I asked the girl that I was with, I said, wow. And I felt nice. I felt like welcomed. You know what I mean?
Right.
I said, wow, that's really nice. These girls are really nice to me. And she said, well, they're nice to you because you're Pauly Shore.
Didn't make me
feel so good. Can you tell us about that, Bill?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, being a world-famous movie star.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I do have a movie coming out September 4th. It's called Guest House. don't know if you want to cut to the cut to bok choy and so go on. What were you saying, Bill? I apologize.
Oh yes.
There you
well,
go.
When you're a famous movie star, recognized all over the world, then women are going to know you for your celebrity, and maybe not know the real Pauly Shore.
And who is the real Pauly Shore, Bill? Because you know, go tell the girls who the real Pauly Shore is.
Oh,
go
certainly.
In between them.
Oh, okay.
And tell them who the real Pauly Shore is, not the guy from the movies and the TV.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. No, the real Pauly Shore.
Hey, Bill, you're supposed to say, fuck Pauly Shore. I got the babes right now.
All right.
Who gives a fuck about Pauly Shore's bullshit? Go
all
on,
right.
Bill.
All right. Fuck you.
Right.
And the horse you ran in on. How about them apples, buddy?
I like that. Bill's my friend, dude. No, but tell people for real in the middle. Tell them about just relationships, and you girls kind of chime in a little bit about someone loving you for you as opposed to being, you know, whatever.
Right. Okay, well, like you were saying, you never know. A guy never really knows if he's wealthy or famous or connected that a girl really likes him for his personality or has an ulterior motive, you know?
Yeah, and girls, let's talk, since we are in Vegas and you are a DJ and you are a dancer, let's talk about girls with ulterior motives and stop, don't be politically correct, be frickin' real, represent, go.
Well, I mean, it is very true. There's a lot of cleat chasers and a lot of
what are they chasers?
Cleat chasers.
Wow, explain that down. Wait. Let the diabetes guy. Wait, that wasn't nice. Sorry. Let the talk about cleat chasers. What's up, bro?
Well, Paulie,
you know cleat chasers. You know, they happen to be football men, and they be running down the court on the field.
So those are athletes.
Yep.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so the girls be cleat chasers.
So explain to me what a cleat chaser is.
Girls that only date guys that play sports.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I play foosball.
That counts.
Mm-mm. Keep going. Cleat chase. Well, no, let her finish. There's more. Go on.
Yeah. Cleat chasers, and there's girls that date only actors, celebrities, bands.
Where are those girls at?
They're all over.
Well, I'd like to meet some of them.
You could probably definitely meet some in the clubs, at probably Town Night Club, Marquee, all over.
And so the girls just
bring them to your table.
Right. So the girls just like the actors. And so what do you think about that? And take a couple seconds to answer.
Well, they're just trying to look out for themselves. Mm. That's what it really comes down to. And they're just using them as a stepping stone or a leap pad to progress their careers or to make more money.
Right. And then when they have sex with this celebrity or cleat chaser, then what? Do they feel used or they're cool with it?
Well, they're probably trying to get pregnant.
Interesting. Talitha?
I mean, I imagine people like that, they're trying to just gain as much status as they can to get as much money as they can. But honestly, like, a normal girl will take the time to get to know you before they know that you're Pauly Shore. And, you just got to find those girls. So you don't want to sit at a hotel bar looking for that cleat chaser, man.
Well, you can't sit at bars anyways because of the coronavirus.
That's true.
And Bill, what do you think?
Yeah. No.
Because you're by yourself.
Thank you. Yes,
you're
I am.
You're by yourself.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes,
and you don't, you know, you're alone. You know, what's your situation? You obviously, I remember when I first met you, you were dating someone.
You had
that one girl. You're like, oh, I was seeing her, and now nothing.
Yeah.
What's up?
We're not together now, but I'm single at the moment.
Yeah.
You know? But yes, I am.
But that's the reality. That's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. It's just. The bottom line is if you have something, whether it's real estate, whether it's fame, you're an athlete, women are interested in that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not going away anywhere. It's kind of like the coronavirus. We're stuck wearing fucking masks. And we can't do anything about it. So just accept it, Pauly Shore, and stop being a little fucking bitch. Play that fucking sad song. Bill.
Yeah, it's coming.
Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a cleat chaser?
Oh, of course.
Bill's a cleat chaser.
From female soccer players. I chase their cleats.
Anyways, that's it, you guys. This is the new team. Bok Choy, James, thank you for hanging in there. We got the new movie Guest House coming out September 4th with Lionsgate. It's going to be on VOD all over. You got Steve-O's in it, Bobby Lee's in it, Eric Griffin's in it, Charlotte McKinney's in it, Punky Johnson's in it, Bobby Lee's in it. September 4th, Guest House. Girls, tell people where they can find you on your social media.
DJ Kira, all platforms.
Hi, catch me on Instagram at LethalTNT. Also, check out my website, theemptyclub.bigcartel.com.
You can catch me on Instagram under GotToBikeTran.
On Instagram at ColesterolPuppy.
Bill G. DiGilio on YouTube.
And tell people you'll be back.
Oh, and I will return.
He'll be back. He's going to oversee and bless this podcast. I want to thank once again all the people that wanted to be on here. We'll see you next time. Next week, we got a special guest. And I'm at Pauly Shore, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.